Okay.
This is Birds Make Birds.
You're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.
nothing when numb. I think something would hurt. I'd seen this before, never thought.
What's up, what's up?
Hello.
Hello. I feel like when I did that, I sounded like those people we trained with. Those dudes from earlier.
They might be listening.
Hey, what's up? You guys were great. I feel like everyone just like adopts like a radio voice. You know what I mean?
I don't have my radio voice yet.
Well, hello.
I just use my regular
voice. Yeah, I should just use my regular voice. I don't want to sound like I'm pretentious. Anyway, this is literally anything for now, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah. We need a new name.
We do. Again, please call in. Because we
say this every time.
Yeah. What did we just play? We played...
we played Saw You in a Dream.
Yes.
By Japanese House.
Yes. Really good. This song, you can't really hear it. I'll turn it up a little bit. It's called Texas by Mallrat. I don't know.
Oh, I like Mallrat.
I don't know much, but I do know this song.
Do you know the song by Mallrat?
I'm clicking on their profile right now the streaming site that we won't say.
Tell me the most unnamed streaming site.
Exactly.
What's the most popular song?
Groceries?
No, wait, next one.
Charlie?
No.
Nobody's Home?
What the darn it? wait.
Stand by.
There's one song that I really like. Something better. This.
For real, let's play it.
For real.
Absolutely. We'll play it, or should we? Let's play it right now. Or should we wait for this? This song's really good.
No, yeah, let's listen to this song.
Ooh. Look at that fade.
Okay. Bye.
Different things, I'm picking on dreams, I'm picking on me. When I try picking you up, try not giving you up. And when I doubt, I'll ask if I did enough. I pray that I live to know that I did. Pray for your weight and you wait for your freight. That you ordered online and I stay. Boxes arrived, I try waking you up again. Nothing's arrived, you were taking too much again. Somebody said I say thank you too much again. Get to school late, I'm without any lunch again. I'm not giving you up. No one's half as pretty on the outside as you tell. They're pretty much alright, and I hate it when we speak. Counting sheep, I'm trying to see.
It's your heart's biggest house. 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 Vegas, Texas, your heart's Vegas, Texas.
Falling asleep, drink sweet in the passenger seat. I'm a fuel so we could get something to eat. Place where there's nothing to see, so we can just talk about what we wanna be. Work out, we can work out, but time's not a thing, so roll down the windows and we can just sing. Like la la la, not a worry in the world, and blah 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 blah. It's not really true, but right now it is, when I'm right here with you. We both look a mess, but we couldn't care less about the way that we dress. Late to the party, I hope we offend somebody. This week, and when you're around, I feel less of a freak. And when you smile for real, you make me smile for real. Don't care if it's night or it's day, let's get some coffee so we stay awake. And when you smile for real, you make me smile for real. And when you smile for real, you make me smile for real. And when you smile for real, you make me smile for real. And when you smile for real, you make smile for real. Falling easily, how about you take a seat with me? Worrying me, and you shouldn't say sorry to me. So something has changed, something got in the way. I just shouldn't say what I'm wanting to say. Your makeup's running like you're running away, and it's not the best way to be ending the day. Nothing to say, just forgot what we say. Now I'm lost and alone in this big white house on a hill. Some rude boy calls your name and don't remember why we came. Cause he didn't even wanna die.
around, I feel less of a freak. And when you smile for real, you make me smile for real. You're trying to find your heels, your smiling isn't real. Falling asleep, drink sweet in the passenger seat.
We're back.
Yeah, we're back. We decided we like to talk over the song.
Yeah, so the song is Moonlight on the River by Mac DeMarco. What a chill vibe.
We were just talking about how this show is such a departure from the past two shows.
Yes.
In terms of like, well, it's been like 10 minutes, but in terms of like,
yeah, so true.
It's very indie.
It's very indie. It's very like kind of upbeat, new, current. Yeah. We've definitely played like we used to play like 60s music on here, and now in like our 70s.
Well,
Led
there
Zeppelin.
Will be more. There will be more.
Oh, absolutely.
Later.
It's an eclectic
show,
mix.
Because my mom sent me more songs.
Oh, what does she have? What do we have on tap?
She sent me two. There are two songs I'm gonna play. I will tell you what they are. Also,
go for it.
All I want to do is listen to Far Away by Martha.
Oh
Green,
my
right?
gosh, we're playing that again. That we have to play that.
That song is so good.
Shout out to Max's mom because
that song
has like been on repeat this entire week for me.
Yeah. So these are the two songs. I don't know. So one of them is called Many Rivers to Cross by Jimmy Cliff.
Okay.
I don't know who this is.
Nope. Me neither.
But I listened to it and I really liked it.
Okay.
And then the other one is Killing Me Softly with his song. But it's by it's by the Fugees. So it's like a different.
Okay, I know that song, but I don't know like what I couldn't tell you like which version I know.
Yeah, it's
right.
Kinda, it's
killing me. Oh, I'm thinking of the Beyonce one. Yeah, she me softly like that one.
No, I don't think so.
Oh no. Okay, like, I'm embarrassing myself in my music knowledge on air.
It's old. It's not Beyonce.
But Beyonce has a song where she sings "Killing Me Softly." It's called Countdown.
Oh no.
No. Yeah,
that's Countdown.
Boo. Oh my god. All right. Max is gonna be taking over. I'm just gonna drop out from now on.
I would sing it, but I know.
No,
I'm not
it's okay.
Going to.
I will not sing it either.
I'll sing it to you when we're off the air.
Jimmy Cliff, he's the one who he sings I Can See Clearly Now, but that's not him. That's another guy that sings. Johnny Nash sings I Can See Clearly Now. That one. All right, well, you know what? We'll play everything that Max's mom wants, plus more. We were also talking in this interlude about how we really hate Christmas music. No shade.
Yeah, we hate Mariah Carey.
Yeah, and Michael Bublé.
Okay, well, I don't hate Mariah Carey. Like,
yeah.
I like her other songs.
Uh-huh.
Like, I can't.
Like her normal songs.
Yeah. Mariah Carey has this great song called Migrate.
Ooh, maybe we should play it.
No, we shouldn't play it.
Okay.
Because it's just not, it's not the vibe. But,
yeah, all right.
But it's a great song.
Yeah.
You should add it to your playlist and listen to it later because.
Not on air. Wait, what's it called again?
Migrate.
Migrate. Okay.
It's like one of the best songs ever.
Ah, I see. Oh, with T-Pain?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
It's explicit, right?
It looks like it might be, so we'll play it later.
Looks like it might
but
be.
I love so. How she... Oh, wow. Wait, this album was called... Was it called Mariah or was it called E equals MC squared?
Because that's it.
Ah, cool. She's a smarty, one.
Mathematician
up in here.
No, but her Christmas song is so bad. I wish that I could never hear it ever again.
Ever again. It's just so overplayed. I don't like any generic Christmas songs. I don't like the ones that are very normal, like Jingle Bells and whatever.
Right.
Rocking
like
around
you were
the Christmas
saying
tree.
The only valid Christmas music is a Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yes. And or like some Nat King Cole. Like just some like kind of like wintry, jazzy
so true.
Music. you know, but like, don't hit me with the like, I don't need that in my life.
Yeah.
And it's so overplayed. Yeah. And now it's like, now we're in college, and like I was saying, I feel like at least in my experiences at frats in the past, they play some remixes of Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
And it's terrible. It's like, on the one hand, like Mariah Carey is already bad. Just this one song. I agree. She's talented. Like she, I don't really know much, but, yeah. But, I do feel like her Christmas stuff sucks even when it's,
there's definitely a remixed. Big audience for Mariah Carey. Like people, there are so many people who love her, but I just like,
yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah. I have a friend who is so obsessed with, like, she's, like, one of those people who's, like, Lady Gaga and, like, Mariah Carey.
Okay,
and
I love Lady Gaga.
Really? You would be friends with her. She she worships. She's been to, like, her Vegas concerts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was a little monster.
Ah! I don't know what that is.
That's what she used to call her fans.
Oh, okay, I see. You were, okay, so you were, like, really into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no. I didn't like.
Sorry, the song gets a little odd. I'm gonna fade it out so we can. There you go. That's better.
So, no, I love Lady Gaga. She's so talented. Like, I'm sorry to anybody listening right now.
Yeah.
But Lady Gaga is one of the best singers ever.
Wow.
Have you ever seen a video of her singing live?
No, but I have seen, and maybe this isn't live, but I have seen, you know what I'm about to say, right? The movie.
Star is Born.
Star is Born.
I did not like that movie.
Really? Mm-mm. Okay, I didn't really like it either. It was very over, like, done. Like, everyone was so into it. I didn't love it, but
so
I would say the beginning, like, the music was good. She's a really talented singer. The chemistry was so real,
yeah,
in my opinion.
That's true. But
yeah.
Bradley Cooper just, like, threw the whole thing off for me.
Yes, and then it got dark. And then her whole thing when she became like a pop star, that was so annoying.
Yeah, that was so
like,
weird.
Like, don't try to like stray from the story. Like, you know,
it's
just like,
yeah, it was just.
I know. But did you watch their Oscars performance?
I did. Yeah,
that was really good. Yeah, I thought it was really, really good.
She's an amazing singer.
She's an amazing singer. Okay, I agree. I just don't really like that like poppy kind of music. Like, I'm hate to say it, repping Houston always, but I'm not a big fan of Beyonce's music.
Neither
like,
am I.
Okay, that's good to hear. Yeah. But I like categorize them all in the same. Like, she also loves like Barbara Streisand and like, who else am I forgetting? Like Cher, and like she loves all these like people.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't. This is my friend, and I don't know. I love you, Sophia. But
okay.
Yeah. Okay, wait. We have a song coming up. Hit the back.
Oh yeah, this is a good song.
Really good song. Should we play it and then keep talking? Or fade it out. Play it for a while, then fade it out.
Yeah.
All right.
No, let's just play it.
All right. Okay. Enjoy.
Bye. Oh, dead air.
I need you to search my clothing. Pat me down and feel the molding. Cause underneath this table feels so good to me. And I need you to be my motor and run me till I can't go further. Cause every turn you take is just exciting me. And ain't I the best you have?
Ain't I the best you had? Now let's throw it down.
All right. Cool. Sorry, we're getting the next song. We were just having a discussion about King Princess, but she's pretty cool otherwise, I think. Definitely a icon for the LGBTQ community.
Sorry,
do we got it? No, no worries. We're queuing up a song. Get ready. It's going to be Johnny.
Can I say something about it?
Yeah, go ahead.
This song is so good.
Cool.
I just wanted to say
I'm so excited. Wait, is it playing right now?
No.
Okay. All right, get ready.
Should I play it?
Yeah, or do you want to say more about it? Who's it by?
It's by somebody named Faye Webster.
Okay.
How old?
Like new-ish?
Yeah, it's new.
New, okay.
I just heard this song. It's from this album called Atlanta Millionaires Club.
Oh.
It's very interesting.
Wait, okay. All right, cool. Yeah, why does that sound familiar? I wonder. All right, let's play it. Cool. Okay.
Did you ever love me? met you, I started dreaming. Now I write them down if I remember in the morning time. I don't know that much about Kingston, but I like the sound it makes when it starts pouring rain. I think that tonight I'll leave my light on, 'cause I get lonely when it's out, and I miss you right about now.
Dreams to reach the skyline. So
up dead in crime. A rent was blue, and I didn't know that this sky is not only water. Oh, but clear when I'm standing next to you. I love you, my darling, but I can't reposition, make a fool of you. I love you, my darling, I do, but I can't promise I'll be here to see this whole love.
I'm so his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Yo, this is why Clef Refuge Criswell, little bass sitting up here on the bass. While I'm on this roast, I got my girl L. One time, one time. Hey yo, L, you know you got the lyrics.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style. And so I came to see him and listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, stranger to my eyes, strumming my pain with his fingers.
Point, kid, and they'll rat on you. The family niggas will rat on you. That's why we gotta be prepared to take whoever out we need to.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Run, 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 run. No. twice. I'm in love with rock and roll, and I'll be out on my run. That's right.
We're back.
Wait, maybe?
Yeah, I'll lower this.
So that was Roadrunner by the Modern Lovers.
I really liked it.
I love that song.
I really thought it was a 90s song. Turns out it was from 1976.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It was good though. And then, yeah, we were going to play.
So yeah, we were going to play a song by Jonathan Richmond, one of his solo songs. And it's called I Was Dancing in the Lesbian Bar. It's a really good song.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
But we decided to talk.
Right, because we're kind of running out of time. Last 10 minutes.
It goes by so fast.
It really does. I feel like 2 hours.
Yeah, I totally feel
like it. Yeah, I feel like we could do it. Like, we could play music for an hour, then do, like, a podcast for an hour.
Right.
And we need some guests. Yeah.
I know. Where are the people? They don't want to come on our show.
I know. You have to guess them. I feel like you are more likely to know people. I don't know. There's a girl. Shout out if you're listening. I'm forgetting her. Julia is her name. Who I have a class with. She's a freshman, but she's really cool. And I feel like I like big ATO vibe. And I feel like she, I feel like she would like vibe so much with this. And like we would have similar music taste. I know we bonded. We like had this moment when we were talking about like how nothing matters, like and like how the world's gonna end because of climate change. And we just like hugged it out. And like I feel like I was like, you should come. I should ask her to come on my show because she's really cool. I liked her. She's in one of my classes. This is, by the way, this is One Headlight by The Wallflowers, a 90s song, but I will lower it so we can talk.
Yeah, maybe lower
it a little.
Here we go. That's interesting.
Yeah. I don't know, that was random.
I do want somebody to come on the show.
Yeah.
I just feel like it would be fun. There's also so many mics and they don't get used.
Right. It's so lonely.
Yeah. It's lonely.
So we're going to get picante after this.
Yeah, we can't wait.
It's going to be delicious.
It's kind of our routine.
Yeah, it's great.
It really shouldn't be the routine.
It should be. Are you kidding?
I mean, yeah, you're right.
I mean, like, it's Friday.
The chicken burrito. Oh,
right. I'm so glad you had got the chicken last time.
The chicken is so good.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mom.
Yeah. Have you gotten, why? Is she a vegetarian or something?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't normally eat chicken, but the chicken burrito is so good.
I feel my mom is also borderline vegan, but
oh really?
Yeah, but I will eat the chicken anyway. Yeah. So, yeah.
Is she a vegetarian?
She's a vegetarian, but I feel like she tries to cut out like dairy stuff too. You know? Yeah. She's very healthy. I feel like it's funny because my mom is like on that spectrum, end of the spectrum, and she would eat like tofu and like vegetables every single day. And then I have my dad who's like incredibly like into like niche food. Like we one time there was an infamous day when I was like 7 years old, and he took me and my brother because my mom was like out of town, and we ate at like three different restaurants where we got three different goat dishes in one day.
Oh my god.
We ate like Mexican goat, Indian goat. Yeah, my dad's like very into like cool food, but I feel it was good.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. I've never had
it. I don't know. It tastes like lamb. It tastes just like
meat. That's so sad
meat.
Though. Goats are so
I know. It's more lamb. Lambs. Is that the word?
Also,
yeah.
Remember the sheep class?
Yes. Wait, I tagged you in that meme. Did you get it?
What meme?
Look on Facebook, dude. I think it filled up because there was a meme on Tufts memes for quirky queens.
Wait.
We should just call our show Quirky Queens.
When did you tag me?
A couple days ago.
I don't see it.
All right, well, I'll show it to you. But anyway, it's full, right?
Yeah, it's full. I'm so mad.
Yeah.
I wanted to take that class so badly.
From sheep to something. Sure. Go on Tufts memes.
It's like sheep to shear to
shear to wool, like something.
Shear to scarf or something.
Yeah, exactly. Is it an ex college class?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to do something with like.
There are a lot of cool ex college classes out there. To be honest with you, here, there you go. Sheep to shawl.
That feeling when all the engineers filled up sheep to shawl.
Yes.
Excuse me. Engineers.
Engineers.
You don't need to take
SCFU. I can't say it.
Just keep.
You really don't. Listen, I mean, come on.
Just keep engineering, okay?
Some of us need that science. You do science for a living.
Some of us are struggling. Some of us need to connect with an animal.
Right. Okay? Exactly. Some of us need that for like comfort purposes. Okay, wait, what should we queue up?
And you're an engineer.
Right. And some of us also like us in our art history and our film and our history classes and our English classes need to hit that
well, okay,
science. Requirement.
I don't think shawl is the science requirement. But the reason I wanted to take it was because I want to be on a farm. You know?
Yes, exactly.
When else am I going to be on a farm unless I go woofing?
Right. By the way, this song is Stonecutters by Dope Lemon. It's really good. Do you know Dope Lemon? Mm-mm. You would really like them, I think. It's kind of an annoying noise.
Would you ever woof?
Anyway, let's keep talking. What?
Would you woof?
What does that mean?
So it's basically when you like work on a farm.
Oh,
and
yes.
They
take care of your. Yeah.
They like. You get like food from them.
And, yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I know a lot of people who want to do it in like Italy and France.
Oh, I didn't know it was like an abroad deal.
Yeah.
Okay, I know people who've done that in America. One of my mom's like a good family friend. She actually lives in Boston now, but she graduated from Middlebury and she like did that over the summer all the time. And also
Middlebury vibe.
And big Middlebury vibe. And also my another close couple, like parents, family friends, people, they went to Swarthmore, so that's like a vibe of that place too. Yeah. And they sent their like 15-year-old kid to do that.
Whoa,
over
really?
The summer, because they were like, you need life experience. But
I
don't know.
I don't think I could ever do it.
It's really hard.
But
I like.
It seems really
I'm
cool.
all for it. I'm really all for it. Like I think that's great. But like.
Yeah.
I'm not. I never.
I want. I just want farms are so cool.
Yeah. I also really love being outdoors and like hanging out with animals. But I feel like I am not like cut out for the farm life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No, like I'm not big on like planting.
I feel like there's gross stuff. That,
yeah.
That
I don't mean to be like. You know, spoiled, but
it does seem really cool.
Yeah, it does seem so cool.
And that's why I wanted to take sheep to shawl or sheep.
Yes, to get like a low key version of that.
Yes, exactly. And
I'm so annoyed.
I just wanted to like learn about it. I think it'd be really cool.
Right, so, right. I honestly, if it gets popularity, it would come back, right?
I don't know.
No, are ex college classes like one and done? I need to look at the ex college. Honestly, we should pull it up because there are some. There's some classes. I mean, I need to do my schedule.
A lot of the classes are about science, which is why I didn't want to take any of them.
Yes, so then right. Like legit science classes, which I wasn't into. There's one that's like...
Yeah, wait, tell me.
All right, let's quickly look it up. We have 4 minutes and we have a song for you. We played it last week, but we're going to play it again, Far Away.
Oh, yeah, we love this song.
It's really good. But in the moment, while this one keeps going, Is it too loud? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Bam, bam. I'm pulling up X College. Oh, no, 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 no. I don't want to register. That's not what I'm doing. I just want to search. Hold on. Where do I find X College? Is it like at the bottom?
You go. Wait, wait. It's in E.
Right. Experimental. Let's see what's being offered. Wow, so many. All right. The women's suffrage movement. Yeah. It's a great class, yeah. I mean, I guess.
Sounds kind of boring, though.
Yeah. Oh, wow, there are a lot of stuff. Okay, psychoactive plants and fungi. Not for me.
That would be a cool class.
Be kind of cool, but... I'd probably give you science.
Yeah.
Asian American theater. Okay.
Oh, that sounds really cool.
That's cool. Immigrants and nonprofits. Also very interesting if that's like what you're into.
Asian American theater.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very specific, but I guess that's the point of these ex-college classes. Peace building and the arts. That's cool. Wait, there's so many. Wow, I'm really into this.
Wait, peace building and the arts?
Yeah, that would be cool.
Whoa.
So... Yeah, so someone...
Existentialism,
film and meaning. Yeah. Sheep to shawl. Food media. That's a class I think I might take, actually, because
really?
I'm kind of... Oh, no. It's filled up.
Like all guys. Filled up. Alternative Jewish history. That sounds
yes, cool. I saw that. I would be into that.
Ew, the Avengers and Beyond.
Black Mirror and modern tech? Avengers. Absolutely not.
The
I know
Avengers
the...
Beyond. That's for all the nerds out there.
Okay, I'm sorry. I know the person who's teaching that.
Oh.
It's okay. He's probably not listening. He's in dream. Yeah, nerdy but cool, I would say. He's cool. I actually like this guy.
Art and science of caricature.
Oh. Oh my God. Okay. That's taught by like a sophomore, someone our age. And
no
I saw
way.
Wait, not sure what's coming up. Hold on 1 second. And I saw
I don't know if we're gonna have time to play Far Away.
It's okay. Let's
far
just keep talking.
Away.
Far away. Anyway, there was like a professional video that was made of him like talking. It was like on Tufts like broadcasted it throughout social media. He's like really passionate about caricature.
Whoa.
He's like, I studied it in high school. He was like, one time I took a class and I was like 14 and then the only other people in it were like 75 years old.
That's so cool.
But like I really admire that. Like if you're passionate about it, we should teach an X class.
Yeah.
What would we teach?
How to be great
the art of
radio.
Transferring.
Oh.
The art of radio.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, no, I feel like we could teach designing your Tufts. Interesting.
I think we have to go.
Okay. Oh, I see. Right. All right. Well, once again, this is Literally Anything for now, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.